Hi, I'm Ranger James Osborne, and welcome to Golden Gate Climate Update, your source for information on climate change and sustainability. This episode is a continuation of our discussion with Dr. David Ackerley, professor of integrative biology at UC Berkeley, who studies climate change and botanical response in California. But before we get back to the interview, it's time for the answer to our climate update challenge. Forests in the U.S. are regenerating for two reasons. Wood is no longer a primary fuel, and agriculture is much more efficient today, allowing millions of acres of unused farmland to be retired and returned to forest land. Unfortunately, deforestation in most of the third world is still a terrible epidemic. Now back to Dr. Ackerley. Do you have any suggestions for how parks should manage their natural resources in order to retain current ecosystems or to maintain California's botanical and faunal diversity?
Well, to start with, we can be really proud of our local, state, and national parks. It's one of the great features of living here in California. Here in the Bay Area, 25% of the entire landscape is protected in one way or another, and that's a great resource for conservation of biodiversity and for recreation and tourism. As climate changes, many of the challenges facing the parks will be the same as they are today, but they'll be even more urgent. Controlling invasive species, managing wildfires, and restoring degraded lands, these are all activities which enhance habitat for native species, and they'll all continue to be high priorities. The fear is that plants and animals that currently occupy the parks could start to disappear, so we need to be ready for these changes. The parks of the future may have different habitats or different ecosystems, but they still provide the key ecosystem services, like carbon sequestration or water filtration and erosion control, and those services we hopefully can maintain in the future, even if the parks are changing. But we also need to look closely at where we can expand the parks. Can we make connections between protected areas that aren't too far apart to allow for species to migrate and to maintain larger populations, especially for wildlife species? And our priorities should be on the protection of steep climatic gradients, for example, connecting the coastal zone to the adjacent mountains so that we cover a wide range of conditions within each park. And here in the Bay Area, the Point Reyes Mount Tam region is a great example, where we've got a large reserve that spans a wide range of conditions and habitats, and we expect this will offer the greatest protection in the face of climate change.
So when you talk about connecting different habitat zones and habitat corridors, can you explain how plants would use habitat corridors?
When we think about animals migrating, we actually think that the animals just can get up and walk or the birds can fly. And they can do that generation by generation. But for the plants, it's different, because each plant, once it germinates, is rooted in place. So it's just one generation at a time. They can disperse the seeds, and the seeds move to a new place, and some of those seeds land in a place that's favorable, and they establish a new population, and the pollen moves with them and fertilizes those plants, and the seeds move again. So the migration of plants is a much slower process. But the same principles are at work. We need to connect the habitats and increase the connectivity of all our reserves.
Okay. Is there anything that our listening audience can do to reduce the impact of climate change on the amazing plant diversity in California?
Well, the first and most important thing we can do to reduce the impacts of climate change is to reduce the pace of climate change itself. Energy conservation and the switch to renewables, these are all top priorities and things we can all incorporate in our lives. But that won't be enough, because even if we stop burning fossil fuels right now, there's enough CO2 built up in the atmosphere that temperatures will continue to rise for some time. So we need to protect our parks, whether it's pitching in to help clear invasives or restore habitats, or letting our representatives in Sacramento and Washington know that we care, that the protection of biodiversity and all the benefits that come with it, that these are top priorities in the face of changing climates.
Well, thank you, Dr. Ackerley, for talking with us today.
Sure thing.
Please join our next podcast when we'll be interviewing Michael Reichmuth, who is a fisheries biologist with the National Park Service. Michael studies salmon and steelhead in the streams of Bay Area National Parks and will give us some insight as to how they may be affected by climate change. Until our next podcast, this is James Osborne. Thanks for listening.
Golden Gate Climate Update is produced by Will Elder and is a product of the Earth to Sky program, an innovative partnership between the National Park Service and NASA.